Some guys that we've stayed in contact with through a very turbulent 2020, and then they managed to pop on in and come and see us at Triple M at Kingswood, who are hanging out in sunny Queensland at the moment. Fergus joins me now. How are you?
I'm excellent, Tamarie. How are you today?
I'm stunning. And we were having a chat before that you just like to align your trips up north with when restrictions come down hard in Melbourne. So good on you.
Yeah, I've been lucky. Al was in Melbourne through the second big lockdown last year, but I managed to be up in Queensland when that happened. So I was up here for about 5 months. And then we came up here to record an album just before this last lockdown happened. So I'm not going to be complaining about how tough it's been to anyone from Melbourne because they've been through it together.
You've missed it both times. Good on you.
I know, but I miss out on the bonding that goes with that. Everyone sits around at the pub, goes, "Oh, geez, do you remember those tough times?" And I have to just stay quiet. I have no bonding with the Victorian people.
Oh well, you can talk about that time that you did the 10 very socially distant shows at the corner.
That's right, we did. We did 10 shows in a row at the corner. That was a wonderful experience.
And I see that you've got another show at the corner a little bit later this year with Baby Animals.
That's right. We've been very pleased to be invited along with that wonderful band. So can't wait. They're going to take us around the whole country. So it'll be great to see that whole outfit, you know, and that production in full force. It's going to be pumped. I'm pretty sure it's almost sold out. So very excited to get back on the road, that's for sure.
Yeah, Croxton Band Room and the Corner Hotel are the two shows that people in Melbourne can get along to. But for you guys, you did those socially distant shows that I mentioned earlier. You even performed in Triple M's garage session, which meant that I got to be serenaded by myself in the audience of the Palais Theatre.
That's right. That's right.
Now you get to go on a tour all over Australia. What a contrast the last 6 months have been.
I know, it's crazy. Everything's sort of up in the air. I mean, even now you sort of hold your breath and don't get too excited because you never know what's going to happen. And we've got a few festivals, you know, that are going ahead, Big Pineapple and stuff like that. So there's plenty of things going on, but I think we've learnt to, look, if stuff gets postponed or stuff gets paused, then you just got to roll with it, don't you?
Yeah, and then if you do get to do something, you appreciate it even more.
Absolutely. It's all heightened. It's all very exciting and you go a little bit more crazy than you normally would.
There's a lot more gratitude coming out of people off the back of COVID.
Yeah, I think so. I think you've got to look for the good in the good things in life and the silver linings, and plenty has come out of COVID, and that's the way to approach it. Rather than complaining about the bad, you've got to look at the things you've learnt.
Oh, for sure. Now, I do want to have a chat about this new album that you're recording because you guys clearly didn't put out enough new music last year. I'm joking. You gave us two albums.
Three. We gave you three, actually.
Oh, yes.
We did a charity Christmas album.
How could I forget the festive album? I'm sorry about that.
So, yeah, just the three last year, and we've already got cracking on a new one that we're recording in a ranch in Queensland. Can't say too much about it yet, other than that every time we do a new song, I say this is the best song on the album, and I get very excited, and I cannot wait for it to be finished and for everyone to hear what we've come up with. But I'm very, very pumped. It's going to be a beautiful album.
If you're recording on a ranch, is that why you guys were wearing some stunning hats when you popped into the Marty Sheargold show not too long ago? Were you just trying to settle into ranch life before going up there?
Look, when we made the Reveries album, it's like putting on a uniform, you know, and depending on what kind of world you want to step into. Sometimes we'll wear suits, sometimes we'll wear cowboy hats. And I suppose your question is us wearing big wide-brimmed hats to help block the sun on a ranch indicative of a potential direction for this musical direction for this album? And I would say yes is the answer to that question.
But also, who doesn't love a wide-brim hat?
No one doesn't love a wide-brimmed hat.
Oh, God, you confused me there with a double negative, but we got there.
I confused myself. I was like, it's like at the end of Wicked Game, the Chris Isaak song. He says, "No one loves no one, or nobody loves no one." And I always used to think that he meant that nobody loves anybody, as in like love is dead. But what he really means is nobody doesn't love someone. It's very confusing. I thought it was an anti-love song for decades, but the old double negative got me.
Well, if you don't make your lyrics anywhere near as confusing as that, then we are going to be set for a good time with the next album.
That's right. I can't promise that.
Well, good luck putting that together up on the ranch. I look forward to hearing it when it's done. And I cannot wait to see you guys on tour with Baby Animals later this year.
Yeah, we're very excited. Can't wait to see you again. We'll have a beer backstage and watch the Baby Animals put on a great show.
Done. Lock it in. Enjoy sunny Queensland.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.